Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, my name is Maureen Hollering, and you are listening to the Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. In a moment, Leah Bowden, a visionary, a lifelong meditator, and self-taught intuitive artist, will be joining us. But before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-host. Yay! Can you hear me clapping? Steve, how are you doing?
Yes, thank you for the applause.
Yeah, I was doing really softly, but there it is. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Maureen, very well.
Good. And could you please enlighten us with your loveliness of what you do and help and everything that you do in your work?
Absolutely. I'm a spiritualist medium, so I enjoy connecting with the spirit world, people that have passed to the spirit world and guides. That's my great passion. But I also work psychically, and I'm interested in all forms of metaphysics, from astrology to tarot, I Ching, you name it.
You name it, and Steve is actually grasping hold of things very quickly. I know that with some of these other sciences, I call them universal tools.
Except the American tax system.
Yeah, we're going to help you.
Understand.
We're going to enlighten you. Everybody's going to enlighten you and lift you above that later. You're funny. And everybody, it's a little inside joke here, but it's not a joke. It's real. Don't mess with the IRS. Okay, hi to you, Brenda. Hi,
greetings,
Brenda.
Greetings.
Greetings. And how are you, Brenda? How are you, Miss Lady Brenda? Are you doing well?
You know what? I'm doing good. It's a fabulous day out. It's beautiful. I'm looking out at the sunshine and, you know, I'm doing good.
It's good to be in California, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Brenda, would you please tell everybody about you and what you do?
Okay, I'm a traditional psychic. I read the tarot cards and the crystal ball and the playing cards, and I'm a predictive psychic. I specialize in dates, times, and places. I work on PsychicAccess.com with all you lovely people.
And we think you're just as lovely. And
well, you better. <know. laughs>
Brenda, I must say, the predictive psychic, yes, you indeed are. And it's like I'd never really heard that terminology, but you're very good from what I have heard and what I know. Hello, Bobby. Hi.
What?
If I only had a brain.
I know. I don't know why it got stuck in my. You know, these songs get stuck in my head. My kids watch all these shows, and then throughout the days, next thing I know, I'm singing the Wiggles, you know, songs.
I do all those in my. I don't even have any kids at home. Or
you do that anyway, so that's
right.
Just plain weird.
That's right. It's okay, Bobby. You're good weird. So, Bobby, can you address this to everybody, who you are and what you do?
Yes, I'm. I also am a I put on my business card psychic, medium, and teacher. Psychic, tuning into energies, your energy, finding out. Sometimes we have these things that keep us stuck, you know, these limitations, and sometimes we can kind of ferret those out and see how to best move you forward. And then medium, of course, speaking to those who have crossed over. And then just teacher is to teach you how to do all of that, so that really it kind of puts us out of a job, in a sense. You know, people can kind of tune into themselves. They have to make a choice. Which, here's an interesting question for you. Not that we have to answer all this, but I came to kind of an insight today. What do you know? We always talk about people have a choice to do this, to be tuned in, to tap into their own power and the source. But do they really even have a choice if they're not even aware that all this other stuff is out there? Is there really such a choice?
So well, that's I was profound.
Just, well, I mean, because if you don't know it exists, you wouldn't think that you have a choice to go in that direction. You know,
right.
It's like having a brother or sister. If you never grew up with a brother or sister, you wouldn't know what that's even like. You couldn't have that choice. So it's just makes me think about how different people have a choice to tap into this, but some people are so completely unaware of this world. Mm-hmm. And so then it becomes not really even a choice. So anyway, I don't know why I started off your show with that. Sorry.
No, but I like that. I think that's something to ponder. That's a good thing to
ponder. It's a pondering thing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a pondering, absolutely. I like the word ponder. Well, there you have it. Oh, my name's Maureen. We all know that. And I'm an intuitive, empath, tarot. I do my work because I must, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I help people with their direction, their choices, and all that. And I work with everybody here at PsychicAccess.com as well. And this group of people on the radio, and there's a great group of people over the site, but the people that I work, that I'm working alongside on this show are fantastic. And I appreciate all of you, absolutely. And I mean that from my heart, my caring heart. Okay. So, Leah.
Yes.
Leah, I'm doing the introduction for you. The best part. Hold on a second. Okay. I'm sorry. Leah assesses a realm where our souls are unveiled and from within a light trance state creates these spiritual energy portraits and pastels as commissioned works of art and healing tools. Each energy portrait comes with guidance from the subjects and the Leah's higher self, angelic being and off-planet intelligence. Check out her website at www.energyportraits.com. We will also have that on her guest page as well. Hi, Leah. A warm welcome to our show.
Hi, Maureen. I'm sorry I jumped in there. Typical of me. Jump in before everything is ready.
No, it was great. I thought it was really cute, actually. You didn't know I was doing a nice introduction for you, but I'm really happy to have you here. Really happy because This is a great thing for me because I'm not real familiar with what I was doing some research and stuff, but I find it fascinating. And I had, you know, some YouTube videos of you up at the index page, and it was great. Watch, yeah. You know, you were on a news. We interviewed on some big time TV shows or something over there.
Yeah.
You know the ones I'm talking about, right? Okay. So anyway, I wanted to first address because Well, I'll get into the rest later. But what I wanted to ask you, if you could explain to everybody maybe, what is a life speak energy portrait?
Okay. Light speak is the name of my business, actually. And I used to just call them energy portraits and mostly still do. And then I looked around the web. I keep on looking around the web trying to find other people who do them. And I think there are maybe two or three other people who do something that they call energy portraits or soul portraits or chakra portraits. And so I decided I should put my business name in front of energy portraits to differentiate mine from other people's. An energy portrait that's the phrase that I came up with when I started doing these in the late 90s. When I look at someone or I even think of someone, for example, as we're talking here, if I were silent for a minute or so and tuned into you, I would get a picture in my mind's eye of the energy flow through you or through somebody else. I would see it as literally a flow of energy, starting with the crown chakra that might be maybe 5 or 6 or 7 feet above the top of your head and working down through all the chakras, including the arms and the legs and the root chakra. And so I see what ends up looking sometimes like a kachina. Are you familiar with the Native American? Yeah. Well,
yes.
The first energy portraits that I did looked very much to me like kachinas, which is in itself interesting. And I have a whole sub-study that I've done on the possible relationship of what we now look at in photographs of indigenous people around the globe in their ritual garments, many of which include headgear that extends high above the head, other painted ornaments on their bodies. And I'm thinking, gosh, that looks a lot like the kind of thing that I see when I put myself in a light trance and I tune in and open up to the multidimensional self and the layers of radiance that we are. So I don't know if that really explains what energy portraits are. There are so many ways to talk about them, and I don't want to go on and on and on and on.
No, yes, you do, because
I do. Okay,
this is fascinating. This is fascinating. So, if some people don't know what kachinas are, and I find that what you're bringing, so what you're saying, what I'm understanding you, there are a lot of people. I did some research. There's energy portrait here, and I understand about your business name being how you used it first. But energy portraits, I know there's other people, a lot of people saying, and I noticed anyway on YouTube, energy portraits here, and you know, whatever there. And but what you're saying is you've gone into more of a, yours goes into more of the authenticness of it all, is really is what an energy portrait you can create is about. Is that?
I'm so glad that you used the word authentic. I find that I use that word a lot when I talk about energy portraits, and sometimes I think that I'm being redundant. And that I should think of another word. But let me tell you why I use the word authentic. I believe that we're born as direct sparks from the divine, unsullied, pure, bright white light. And then as we stay on the planet for days and then weeks and then months and then years, we take on... we take on layers based on our experiences as, quote, quote, independent beings. I think we're always projections of the divine, but we live in a linear world. We live in limited bodies through which we can only remain sane if we think of one thing at a time. There are lots of people walking around who exist in multiple realities and know it and experience it, and we call them crazy. Or if we're professionals, we don't use the word crazy. We call them a number of other things, and I'm not a psychiatrist and I don't know what the other appropriate words are, but we all know that there are people walking around who seem not to be all here. Well, I think they're all here and they're all there, and they are in consciously inhabiting and conscious of many of their possible probability realities, their multidimensional selves. It's a mark of sanity, or what we call sanity, I think, when someone appears what we call normal. That is, someone who says, here and now, right here, that's all there is, or that's all I'm conscious of at this moment. What I see when I tune into someone's energy flow, and I don't only see it, I feel it kinetically, as tingling in my skin or getting warm or cold, or even when I'm looking at certain chakras that seem to be out of balance, I might feel upset or my heart might beat faster, or there might be some sort of resonance that goes on between me and the person that I'm looking at. I also hear the layers of consciousness, and I hear them in a couple of different ways. One, I hear melodies sometimes, and I hear guidance that comes through as channeled from their higher beings or my higher being. Sometimes I hear and see stories like movies going on in my inner mind. So while I'm seeing the flow of energy, and if anyone is listening to this and you really want to know what I'm talking about, I encourage you to go to my website while you're listening, which is www.energyportraits.com, so you can see what I'm talking about, because this really is such a visual thing. So I see the flow. I see another set of images in my head, which are frequently visions or movie-like flows of visuals. I sometimes see, for instance, in the crown chakra especially, little scenes here and there of what the person is doing now in other dimensions. Sometimes I'll see people's guides or spirit guides or grandmothers and grandfathers. And I don't try to define what I see. I describe to the person what I'm seeing or what I'm hearing. If it's in the case of melody, I usually sing. When I first started doing these, it was just art. And I thought, oh, this is art, because I'm an artist and I've been an artist all my life. And then I began to realize from people's response that it's not just art. People were telling me that they found their energy portraits inspiring. They put them up in their artist studios or they're above their writing desks. So then I began realizing that there was guidance coming through, and I began making tapes and giving people tapes. And I've now graduated to CDs. God knows what will come along as technology yeah. progresses. But right now, you get a CD. And so I was finding myself frequently talking the whole time, because I was receiving guidance or I was seeing different images in my head, different from the flow of energy that I'm painting while I'm doing the energy portrait. So I would talk about that flow of energy or that little picture that I'm seeing. And then it was really interesting. There came a time when I was doing someone's energy portrait and I began to have a feeling of pressure in my throat. It wasn't like a sore throat. It was pressure because there was sound that needed to come out. And you know, because you do intuitive work also, that you cannot say yes to one flow and no to another. You have to let everything through, being careful, of course, in how you tell people certain things, because certain things are difficult. But you have to let it through. And so I began singing. And sometimes it's not singing, sometimes it's chanting or doing something that one of my clients tells me is speaking in tongues. Sometimes it's making very, very, very odd sounds. And I just let people know at the beginning of the session that I might make sounds that sound very weird. But it's part of the flow. It's part of the expression of their authentic, multidimensional being that's coming through me in order to serve as a mirror at this place and this time for where they are and what will be most helpful for them to be aware of as they progress into their more full realization of who they came here to be.
You know, it's fascinating that I was listening to you talk, and I really appreciate I appreciate you, because I'll tell you, with me, when you were talking, I have always received, you're talking about, like, for me, it's been like motion pictures. It's like, you know, the old time things you'd crank around, little motion pictures in my head,
yes.
the old time ones, yeah. As well as I pick up, I'll pick up on, a feel, you're empathic, you know, you're an empath. So you'll pick up on certain feelings that go with whoever you're working with or doing this work for. But it seems yes. to me like maybe your art was the opening to go on beyond into how you connect well with that. So, and also you were talking about I've always had psychokinetic stuff going on with me. So my work, even though I utilize maybe the tarot, but it doesn't matter. I know what it doesn't matter what I was self-taught, mm-hmm. but the thing of it is the colors, something comes up. It doesn't matter what I know they mean or whatever from anybody else. It just, mm-hmm. or I feel cold or I feel something.
Yes.
It's right. very similar what you're saying. It's fantastic. So you are an authentic with your energy portrait. It's not by the rules of whatever's supposed to be.
I have to laugh because, you know, when you're doing something that you've never seen anyone do or heard of anyone doing, you think, oh my goodness, what is this? Can I share it? Should I try to cure it? But of course, yeah. When you feel like you're in heaven when it happens, you know that there's nothing to cure, that perhaps that is the cure for you, if not for anyone else. I have been an artist since I was a child. I have been a professional artist and have had shows of my art, and not many, because I would take my work around to galleries. And, you know, I'd have these slides and packets, or I'd have pictures, and I'd say, I'm an artist, and I don't know if maybe you want to look at my art. I was so tentative because I didn't know if it was good. I didn't really believe in it. As soon as I did these energy portraits, and I take a photograph of each one, I would go up to anybody who I met, or I would carry them around. I made a little album, and I carried them around. And as soon as I met someone who I hadn't seen in a while, I'd say, I have to show you what I'm doing. These things just burst from me like aha breath, you know, a cleansing, a way of expressing beauty and hope and inspiration. And that's what I want to do for people. And people have blessed me by telling me that I do it to inspire people. To inspire people to be who they really are. So many people are afraid of who they might be. It's hard not to believe the feedback you get from the people in your life who are the most important people. And not all of us were lucky enough or are lucky enough to have our most important people be supportive. So many of us have grown up burdened by such negative messages about ourselves. And so what I can do in these energy portraits is to show people that you're beautiful, because every energy portrait shows beautiful colors. Some people have told me that they didn't want me to do an energy portrait of them because they weren't feeling well. Or they'll say, oh my God, I don't know what you'd see in me. And I assure them that I have done energy portraits of people with cancer, people who were dying, people who were very, very depressed, and all of the colors are beautiful. There is no visual indication of pain, or certainly not of sin. Because when I look at someone, I'm bringing my own screen to bear. I don't watch the news. I choose to be minimally aware of the terrible things that people do to each other. That's part of who I am. And so part of that is that I bring hope and beauty and support to my view of everybody that I look at. And you can't help when you're an intuitive and you're doing that work, but have what you see and what you feel go through your own screen, you know? So what I see is beautiful. When I'm painting an energy portrait and I feel and or see that something isn't right, before I paint it, I do energy work on the person. It's not Reiki, it's not healing touch, it's not therapeutic touch, it's none of those names of kinds of energy work with a trademark. It's just what I do intuitively. I work with the energy, and sometimes, for instance, if I see a heart that's closed or a solar plexus that's closed, I look at that, and I look at that as if it were a little girl or a little boy who's hiding, because that's usually what it is when we have pain and we haven't opened up. And I say to that part of that person, I say, it's okay, honey, it's okay. I'm here, and the rest of you is here, and your angel guides are here. It's really safe. That thing that you were hiding from isn't here right now. You can come out. And I do it just the way I would do it to my own child, and it always works. And so I don't paint that part of the energy portrait until I feel and or see that the color is flowing, and it's the beautiful color, the color that I know that is wanting to come. And another thing about colors, and you alluded to this, and I think that's why I started laughing. When I was in my 20s, I read avidly anything I could find about spiritual and psychic development. And there wasn't much in the 60s when I was in my 20s. So I read the works of Ledbetter and Besant, and I saw these wonderful little books that they wrote that showed what colors the various chakras are and what colors the rays of light are. And I sort of memorized it all, and I thought, okay, well, that's fine. Then when I began doing these, I realized that in order to represent the authentic flow that I was seeing rather than the textbook version. I had to do my best to forget everything that I had read. So it's very interesting to me that, as it turns out, what I see of the chakra colors tends to be the same as what the books say. The root is usually red or reddish. Actually, the second chakra, which is what I love, Carolyn Mace, that great medical intuitive, refers to the second chakra as the bank of resources. And I love that because that's really where we invest ourselves in our own being, where we keep our own energy for our own recreation minute by minute. I see that as forms of fuchsia. Then you go up to the solar plexus, and it's always something between yellow, gold, and orange, usually a yellow, gold, orange, and then up from that would be the heart chakra, which is usually either jade green or pink or a combination, pink being the color of affection, jade green being the color of the mature heart. Then we go up to the throat chakra, which is always some form of blue. Then it's like every chakra for itself. I find no general rule when it comes to the less physically dense chakras. The Ajna chakra is sometimes silver, sometimes white, sometimes red, blue, yellow, all colors. And that is what I call the searchlight. That we come to this planet and we know who we are. We may not get in contact with that for a while, but we find that we're always looking for something that feels right to us. I always speak of it for myself as looking for my kind. And and where you do that is from your Ajna chakra, your third eye. And then the crown chakra comes in all colors. Frequently there's a lot of white, yellow, pale green, pale blue. But very rarely do I see the purple that the books say the crown chakra is. I don't know why that is, but it's the way it is, and I paint what I see.
So that is another big block. I love the way you go about this. I mean, I'm just not making this stuff up, because I agree. This is why you're an authentic, true authentic in your work, because I agree, even though we don't do the same things, but it's the same. Can I use the word paradox for this? Maybe not. I don't know. But it's the same. Nevertheless, because I agree with you, someone says you need to do this way or this way, I don't go by those. Or if I see something and it's supposed to be what I know that it was read in the text or whatever it says it's supposed to be, I just know, and that's why I'm crazy, crazy good. But but the thing of it is that this is very, very it's very refreshing to listen to you talk about your work like this, because I completely identify, even though we don't do the same mm-hmm. medium, I guess, but or use the same. I'm on board with what you're talking about, definitely.
Oh, that's definitely good. I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm always amazed whenever when I started doing energy portraits. Oh, the first four or five or six or seven I did in person. The person was in the same room with me, and then, gosh, I don't know how it happened, but someone asked me to do an energy portrait, and I had not seen a picture of her, even, and I didn't know her, and she was living hundreds of miles away. And so I said, okay, and I tuned into her being based on the sound of her voice that I had in this short conversation on the phone, tuned into her being, and I did this energy portrait and rolled it up with the tape, sent it to her, and she called back and she said, oh my God, I was home when the mailman delivered it, and as I started to unroll it, I hadn't even unrolled the whole thing, and I burst into hysterical tears thinking, at last someone sees who I really am. That was astounding for me. Frankly, I was prepared to send her her money back, that she would have said, "What do you think you're doing?"
But no, that separates you from the other people that are probably doing. I understand exactly. Absolutely. You know. Oh, you know what, Leah? We're going to have to. We're going to take a short break, commercial break, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. But we will be right back. So hold on, everybody.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
And hello, we're back with Leah, wonderful Leah, and we're talking about energy portraits and how she authentically is very much connected to how she does her work. She's not, you know, you're authentic in what you're doing. It's not like the rest of the me. And I'm not putting down anybody. Don't get me wrong, anybody out there maybe doing the energy portraits, but it's coming from a whole different place with you, which is truly authentic. And I do use that word a lot myself, and I don't mind if it gets old in someone's face. I don't care because it is true. I mean, authentic is a fine word to use for the right situation, and you are it. So, you know, Brenda's on the one of my co-hosts, and she has a question which I was going to address later, but because it's dear to her heart, if she would ask, would that be okay, Brenda? You have a question.
I just wanted to ask about the animal portraits because I looked at them. Well, I'm a horse lover. I have horses, but animals in general, if you feel, because I know that when we read them psychically, they're always really visual and they show us stuff. Do you find it's that they're more open to having their portraits done, and you don't have to work so hard with animals? Or what is your take on that?
Well, first of all, I have to admit, I don't have to work hard at doing the energy portraits of any being because there's no resistance. What I'm doing is I'm tuning into the higher vibrations of the being, so there's no resistance. What I love, and when I do energy portraits of animals, I experience the same thing that I do when I experience doing energy portraits of people. Mm-hmm. But what I do with animals, in addition to the energy portraits, is I tune into animals and I listen to, and you're right, they send pictures a lot, listen to and perceive in any way I can what their conscious thoughts and feelings are, as opposed to the soul level communication that the energy portraits are. So on my website, for instance, I have a story of a horse named Pokka, P-O-K-K-A, who was a rescued horse who was rescued by and is living up in a wonderful sanctuary called Peaceful Acres Horses here in Princetown, New York. Mm-hmm. And When I went up there to read the horses to help the rescuers there figure out what do these horses want to do? Do they want to pull a wagon? Do they want to have a kid on their back? What do they want to do? And so I got the story of Pokka, and he sent me a picture of him running around and around and around and around a herd of exhausted, starved horses, and he was heartbroken. And I felt that heartbreak, as you know you do. He was heartbroken because he couldn't save the other horses. They were all Premarin horses. And so they were dead ducks.
Pretty much, yeah.
But that is different than the flow that I would have seen had I done his energy portrait.
That's very interesting. So, like with dogs and cats, too. Now, when you're doing them, you say you tap into this. Well, it's, we call it as psychics, the universal energy, the super consciousness, yes. You know,
right.
The quantum right. energy.
The field.
Do you ever get like psychic, like flashes and stuff like that? I mean, you must to tell people like messages and stuff that just kind
of come out of nowhere. When I do my energy portraits, which is pretty much the form of my intuitive readings, I used to do psychic readings for people and it was just words that would come. But since I've been doing the energy portraits, I find that that's such a fuller way of giving them feedback about who they are that this is mm-hmm. included. So when I do an energy portrait, I get not only flashes, I get a complete flow as the whole time I'm doing energy portraits of things that I need to tell them. And I'm not
That's phenomenal.
Well, but I'm not telling them, you know, in the next couple of days you're going to experience this or that. It's not so much that I'm getting a flash about something that is a current, limited space-time fact or probability, but rather I'm telling them what I'm seeing, feeling, and hearing from their soul about what they're doing, how they approach life, where uh-huh. their strengths are. So that might be a little different than what you were asking.
No, but it's very interesting, especially when you add on the aspect of the whole picture that you create for them. People need that to move on, wouldn't you agree?
What people have told me also is that, you know, I give them the CD, and some people have said, my CD has worn out, I need you to do another one. That they listen to it every night for years. That some people have listened to the singing and the chanting and the whole thing. And they've told me that they haven't been able to sleep in 6 months, but now they're sleeping.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Some people told me that it helps them relieve pain. Now, I don't go into this saying or even believing that I am going to be helping them remove pain, sleep. I just don't think of it like that. I'm thrilled to know that the work is effective, of course, in more than just inspiring ways. So, mm-hmm. and also two of my clients took their portraits to an acupuncturist. And the acupuncturist looked at the portraits and he pointed to where I had been impulsed to draw little sparks or nodules of different color. And mm-hmm. he said, those are the exact meridian points that I was going to work on you this session. So that was amazing to me.
It's all amazing, isn't it? You're always constantly amazed by the connections, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, all of us that do this work, we can't become jaded by it because it's always a new, fabulous thing that happens. Don't you agree?
Do I still have time to talk, or do we have to?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. Thank you, Olivia.
We have what would it be? Five? How many?
We have plenty of time. Thanks, Leah.
Thanks, Brenda. I'm glad that you asked that because she's a horse. You know, Leah, we have time. I want to get this all in because everybody in the chat room is really enjoying. We have a chat room, interactive chat room as well. And everybody's really enjoying this. You're very informative about what you do.
Right.
Just want to let you know. So absolutely, go for it.
Well,
keep going.
I want to tell you something. My daughter-in-law just had a baby. My first granddaughter. I'm beyond thrilled.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
Her husband, my son. They sent pictures that I saw on my screen. And so I thought, well, I'm going to see if I can get the energy flow, to see the energy flow of this baby, one-day-old baby, on my computer screen. And I looked the way I look at people's energy flows, and her whole being was dominated by her crown chakra, of course, because she has no awareness of her body as separate from her soul. And it was so bright, it was like looking at the sun. I couldn't look at it. And even now, thinking about it, it makes my Ajna chakra project and ache, and I have to rub it to make it go down. Can you believe that? The energy portrait of this newborn baby, the energy of this newborn baby was completely like looking at the sun. It was completely divine light.
Well, you know, that makes sense because aren't we come into this world as, well, you know, I'm going on, you know, I always say I don't believe in anything. All I know is what I know. So I'm open to everything. Mm-hmm. I have no problem saying God or anything like that. But if we are created, we're spiritual beings created in the image of the higher power. We're spirit, and babies come into this world as spirits are.
That's right. So, and I always knew that, but I'd never seen it. You know, I never thought of doing a newborn's energy portrait. And I know now that I can't. I can't look at that brilliance. I mean, literally, it hurt. It was like looking at the sun. And that was just, that's one of the most astounding things in my whole life. Yeah. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. You wouldn't want to do that with a newborn any time because this has happened to you because it's too much.
That's
it's like
right.
having, yeah, too much. So you wouldn't, you cross a line, you would put a line across that if anybody came to you,
yes.
Will you do one for my newborn or whatever? You would say, not right
no.
now. until
no,
they're.
That's, not only can I not look at it, it's a good protective mechanism.
Exactly. That's exactly
that,
right.
Right. That person must not be interfered with. And physicists are telling us now that when we perceive something, we affect what is perceived.
Yes, absolutely. And, right. You know, I always like to, we're all collective, you know, the collective unconsciousness, where we're obliviously walking around unconscious of our consciousness. And the thing of it is, you know, we are connected. We're all connected and everything else. But what I liked about what you were talking about is that some of us haven't had the wonderfulness of being raised. If we're
right.
in a family, you know, that we had, yep. it was difficult. It wasn't embraced, our special, our, you know, you, there are certain names they called them back then, you crazy, weirdo, bizarre.
Yes.
You know, now we're called special or, you know, gifted. And it's not about being gifted, but. But, you know, I wanted to know how much time. So you can do an energy portrait for a person that's not in front of you, which I understand that. They can be at long mm-hmm. distance. But how much time is involved creating a portrait for a person?
Anywhere from an hour to 2.5 hours.
Wow. So and do you interpret it? I guess you do. It's a CD. You were saying CDs now.
It's not really an interpretation. I just talk about what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing and passing on the guidance that I'm getting from that person's whole constellation of selves, whether they're spirits or angels or multidimensional beings, off-planet beings. I'm talking to someone and she is and she's sitting in a spaceship somewhere and in my room and in the 16th century and in ancient Egypt. And I see it all at the same time.
Wow.
And so I'm passing on information from each of those parts of her.
So in some ways, it's kind of like you're also getting picture or how you're receiving audio or in your mind, like the little movie thing, visions or whatever you want to call it. Like mine is like in a little movie thing. It's kind of like
yeah.
sometimes there's past remnants of past lives.
Oh, a lot of them are. I choose
uh-huh.
to, I don't understand how this really works, but it somehow makes more sense to me to think of everything happening all at once rather than in a linear progression of past lives and future lives. I talk about past lives and future lives, but what I really imagine in my own head is that there is one moment and it's called eternity. And because we are simple beings with linear perceptive abilities, we can't have two conversations at once. We can only do one thing at a time, one step ahead of the other. And so we say, well, it happened in the past or it's happening in the future. But I think it's happening all at once. And so I call them probability realities, which is a phrase that I learned from someone who I learned a lot from. And that's, I also see them as multidimensional selves happening all at the same time.
Right. You know, I'm a real fan of Carl Jung, and mm-hmm. about how he, you know, you talked about, well, anyway, I kind of feel like it kind of fuses together a bit about what you're saying. Mm-hmm. See, I'm a little bit odd.
I think so too. When I like the Jungian approach to, for instance, dream analysis, it makes more sense to me that you are everything in your dream.
Yeah, and he also said, you know, we're also born with an intuitive psychic inheritance. Every single one of us has it.
Right.
And it's true. And so we're making, like, what you're doing, it goes beyond just, you know, whatever you're picking up. But you know, my father recently died. I don't like to use the word loss, or I didn't lose him. You know, he died. And, right. I was reading that you also do that for people who have died.
That's true.
And what's the benefit? Yes. I guess I'm curious about the benefit. Is it for people that are still living?
Oh, yeah. They're commissioned by grandchildren, et cetera. And in fact, the one that I did of someone who died was commissioned by the same person whose portrait I had done without ever seeing her. And she got it rolled up and she began crying as soon as she unrolled it and said, oh, my God, someone really sees me. So she ended up having me do portraits of everyone in her family and then said, could you do it of my grandmother? She died several years ago. And I did. And that portrait has bright colors at the bottom. And the transmission from Marion, the woman who had died, explains that those bright colors are her memories, because memories are connected with the emotions that are connected with the animal body in which we live. The rest of her portrait was rather pale. That one is also on my website.
I'm going to go check that out, because that's of interest to me, because I was interested when I saw that you had done. And so, you know, really, this is, we have about, I think, 5 or 7 minutes left. I want to know if there's anything that you would like to, that I haven't brought up or anything. But what I get is a portrait can be beneficial to all individuals and animals for their owners. I mean, maybe animals can feel what you're doing, maybe help them regardless of that. But it can be done long distance, is what you're saying. You don't have to be in person.
It can be done long distance. I generally work from a photograph. And in fact, that's the way I do my animal communication too. When someone has a problem that they'd like me to address with their animal, I tell them, even if they live next door, I say, send me a picture or give me a picture. Because if the animal and I and the owner are all in the same room, they're static. This way, it's just me and the animal's picture, and they talk. I would like to share that I teach energy portraiture. In truth, what I really teach is I teach people how to open to the field of perception that I do these energy portraits from. And then I guide them using paper and pastels and lots of guided visualization exercises. I guide them into a space where they then make an energy portrait.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and they also have, I have a page about that on my website.
Yeah, I've been to your website. It's very informative, everybody, by the way. And your website is on your guest page, which will be on our page forever.
you did a great job with that guest page. Thank you very much.
Well, it's not. Thank our executive producer, Doug. Yay to Doug, because Doug takes care of all that stuff. We're just
yay to Doug.
Doug, yeah, who's the owner of Psychic. Yes, he's our executive producer. He's the one who contacted you and brought you in.
Yes.
He does a lot more than anybody knows. He does a great job. He does the technical stuff. We don't do those.
Right.
But yes, he's done a fabulous job. And we started in the beginning almost 2 years now. And I've been one of the original hosts from the start. It's been fantastic. And we do have a great, I think the guest pages, and then, and also you, when people would like to hear you, they can listen. They go to your guest page and it'll have a listen, or you can download it. You can put it on your site if people want to hear the interview as well.
Definitely.
I'll get to that. I mean, afterwards, I'll send you that. But, you know, what I wanted to know is also if somebody in the chat room asks this, do auras, he's called them auras, but I'm just going to, you know, he said something about, do auras play in the attraction between people who aren't especially sensitive? I guess what he was meaning by that would be anybody, it, this doesn't matter what religion, what, if you're psychic or for whatever you are, it doesn't matter, any individual would be, it doesn't matter who you are, what you believe, or what you're really, like I said, any individual will get what you, what your interpretation will get something, will always right. get something.
Yes, because when I do the energy portraits, I tell people that they should please feel free to translate for themselves any word that I use with which they are not comfortable. I frequently use the phrase the divine or creator. Sometimes right. I use the word God. Sometimes I use the word all that is. Because these do not come from any religious orientation. But I interpreted that person's question a little bit differently, and maybe I'm wrong. I thought that what the person was saying was, can people who are not officially sensitive, haha, we are all officially sensitive,
yeah.
can people who are not professionally sensitive, let's say, pick up on other people's auras? That's what I heard in the question.
You're right. You're right about that.
I would like to address that, because I say yes. You know, when you're standing in a room and all of a sudden you have this funny feeling and you find you have to look over your shoulder or you look somewhere because it feels like something's coming at you, not necessarily in a bad way, but you
right.
feel something, you're feeling someone else's aura or you're feeling their gaze. We respond to people in ways that are not visible or even tactile to us that we think are tactile. So I would say yes, someone else's aura may vibrate in your being in some way that makes you either repelled by them or attracted to them.
Absolutely. And children are a good example of that. 3 years old up until maybe they're eight, by that time they're usually conditioned that they can always pick up. Well, I know I do, and I never understood when I was growing up, but you can pick up. That's that empathic feeling of the energy or the color, whatever the, you call it, auras. But you can pick up. And children are a prime example. Haven't you noticed children, Leo, where they, you know, they're little, they're psychic beings that run on their wits. They feel, I guess,
sure.
they can be picking up on auras as well.
Right.
So,
and they're not closed. They're not closed down yet.
They're not conditioned as of, you know, it's not like. Exactly. They're not conditioned
yeah.
to know any better.
Right.
as I wasn't either, because I was a problem because but not anymore. It's not a problem. But this is if there's anything I really want to tell you, I really appreciate you coming and joining us on here tonight. I mean, I've learned much, much more about who you are and your work, and I have so much more I'm just so much more aware of what you're doing. It goes beyond just the energy portrait, though. What you're doing is amazing, and I know you must be really helping a lot of other people finding their way or understanding and being in a higher vibration or not or having choice. You know, that is just lovely to me, and I wanted to tell you how much I really appreciate you sharing your information. And I'd like, if you did bring up classes, I wanted to ask you, can these people, I'll mention your website, but can these people that may be interested, can they do this also through, do they have to be in person?
Yeah, that has to be in person, and I travel.
Okay.
I've done workshops in Cincinnati and New York City and around here and in the Adirondacks. If we can get enough people to cover my airfare, I'm there.
Right. You'll come. You'll
I'll
for
come.
Sure get
yep.
with
you
the program.
Build, I will come.
Well, Leah, I really appreciate you again. I really thank you kindly, and I have a great deal of respect more than ever, because I wasn't real familiar with your work, but I have your knowledge and your and the authenticity of you, the authentic that you put into this is more than I can say, a big time blessing.
Well,
and I really appreciate
you
sharing your insights
much.
With us tonight.
It's really been delightful speaking with you and everyone else on there, and thank you all for opening up to me. It's my joy.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you on more on the YouTube. Well, I know you've done interviews, but I'm going to look around for you, and I hope to. I will contact you too to ask you maybe about something for me. So there you have it. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And to contact Leah, everybody, please visit her website, and it is very informative. I was there for many. Well, maybe about 30 minutes at one point, at www.energyportraits.com. Our contact information is on our guest page at psychicaccesstalkradio.com as well. I liked her. I really enjoyed her. Are my co-hosts with me? Hello.
No,
anyway.
We left.
Hello.
No, she was wonderful, was she? I mean, there's so much information.
She was really
what
great.
I love, there's, and this is going to sound like a really weird analogy, but you know I'm all about the analogies. But
yes.
It's like there's very few restaurants that you can go to where every single bite is just, oh my gosh, that's so good. Her, everything she was talking about was just right on, right?
Yeah, it was.
Just in the flow, in that energy, just, you know, getting everything it was that she was talking about.
Yeah, and she was an authentic, and we were talking about before the show started about some of those things that have been going on that aren't so much in some people, but anyway, never mind about that. Okay. I'd like
she
to take
She was very passionate about her work. You could tell
absolutely.
That she was totally in the zone with it, you know, and if you looked at those portraits, you wished you could paint.
Yeah.
You know?
And I really liked how she's something, and I definitely am going to. I'm really enlightened by this more so than anybody. Well, I'll tell you later how much so, but very much so. I'd like to take a moment or two to make a few announcements. And here it goes. Be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with, yes, the four of us gifted psychics here. We will announce that call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen and paper or pencil ready. If you are unable to catch our last week's show on Quantum Angel Healing, you will find a recorded archive link as well as other archives of all of our previous shows on psychicaccesstalkradio.com under the Archives tab. Please feel free to circulate that archive link and future show details to your friends, family, and even your pets. It is our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible, so please share that link. Okay, and you know, this is a very good thing. Please be sure to visit our psychicbloggers.com site to learn about everything from the paranormal reincarnation to the energy portraits to the how-tos of psychic development. And I really suggest you go check out that site. It's very well done. And some of the best bloggers are actually at psychicaccess.com. And I do believe that there's something for everybody there. If you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com where you'll find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and to choose from a list of some of the most authentic, there's that word I love, gifted psychics around. It is an honor working with Doug and Psychic Access because of the high expectations required of each psychic. All the co-hosts here are on psychicaccesstalkradio.com, work at Psychic Access. So if you would like a personal reading from any one of us, be sure to visit us at psychicaccess.com. Wow, it's .com. We'd love to hear from you. And also, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. For more information, visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. And again, if you'd like our show, please invite your friends to join us in our chat room. Because, you know, everybody in the chat room, hello out there. I haven't been able to be in there, but it's really a great chat room and people are great. And you can listen to the psychic viewpoint in there. And there's something for everybody and everybody has a good time. It's all good vibrations. So please spread the word. We'd really appreciate it. So I want to announce, and Bobby or whoever wants to type this into the number for readings at the end of the show. Or at the end of the show, meaning after we do our banter, is 724-444-4851. And I'm sure that, you know, I don't know why I'm having a rough time getting my, never mind, I'm having a rough time getting my Skype back up. Oh, here it is. Anyway, there you have it. So, oh, I was reading something here. I was getting just... So now here comes the fun part. It's called banter amongst my lovely co-host and myself. And hello, Steve.
Hello, Maureen.
Oh, there, gosh, everything's so quiet. I thought maybe I was out in like a parallel universe. Hello, Steven. I mean, Steve. I forgot. Steve. Steve. What experience do you have with psychic art? I'm curious.
Well, I'm not an artist, but when I was living in the UK in my teens, I used to go to spiritualist churches, and I remember seeing an advert about a psychic artist who would draw portraits of people in spirit. So I went along, and this lady arrived at the church, and there was a huge crowd of people, and she was channeling people from spirit. So she was doing mediumship, but she was literally drawing the portraits of the people she was channeling. And then people in the congregation would show photographs, and they were exactly the same as the portraits she was drawing. It was absolutely astounding evidence of the afterlife. Anyway, I really enjoyed the evening and was blown away. And then years later, living in the States, I became really interested in a psychic artist called Coral Polge. And you can see some of her work on YouTube. There are a couple of short documentaries about Coral. She's an absolutely amazing medium. She's in spirit now. And I didn't realize until I saw those documentaries that the person I'd seen was Coral Polge. So I find psychic art absolutely fascinating. And the ability to tune in and draw somebody's energy field or to draw a portrait of somebody in spirit is just incredible.
Yes, I agree. In fact, what Leah was talking about how she, in like Brenda said, she's very passionate about her work and she was very articulate about how she explained everything, I felt. And it's you know, I really could see the parallel between a lot about what we do or what I do anyway in a way what she was saying, except she uses art for that, and it's art is art, it's beautiful, but you know, it's interesting because I was using, well, how I got into my work, I was drawing out of depression for some situations I was going, or a big situation. I wasn't an artist, but I wasn't using colors, but that's how it all started with learning the tarot. I put the books aside and started drawing what I saw. So drawing, I mean, and later on, someone asked me to illustrate a book. I was not an artist at all. I was just drawing, and everything was coming out of me through these sketches, and I was using just charcoals and such, but it makes sense what she was I mean, I think it's just lovely, the kind of medium she uses for this. You know how we all use different types? Well, you're a medium, Steve, but you know what I mean. Whether it be tarot or you know, astrology or anything else. But, yeah, it's incredible. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi there.
and Brenda has lovely horses. Do you feel that energy portraits – come from the super consciousness?
You know, that's after listening to her like explain it so concisely, you know, of course, where else could it come from? I mean, it has to come from, you know, the interconnection that we have between ourselves, you know, the universe and the world around us. And if you there are some documented, like, you know, not exactly art, but definitely like automatic writing and stuff like that that's happened in history. Like Gone with the Wind was done in automatic writing. I mean, it's when they just directly channel what's coming through to them, either in the form of art or writing, or it's all just, I mean, the evidence is there. I mean, anybody who says it can't be, I mean, I don't know how they're going to disprove it, especially when Steve was talking about, because I've seen that before when there have been psychic artists that have drawn faces of people who've passed over in loved ones' lives and just completely down to the detail. I mean, how can you argue with that? I mean, you can't, you know?
No, you cannot. In fact, I didn't even know Gone with the Wind was written like...
Automatic writing, yeah.
Well, you know, that's the Seth reports, you know, Jane Roberts talked about with the Ouija. Well, I'm all for the Ouija board with the right
I am
thing.
If it's used responsibly, yeah. If you know what you're doing. If you,
yes.
If you get it as a game, you know, don't do it. Back away, back away.
Don't use it. But I would use it. My daughter's in here, so she remembers me. I wouldn't let her. But I think it's that – remember the Seth reports had to do with the automatic writing?
Exactly.
I didn't know the Gone with the Wind was like that. That's interesting. Thank you, Brenda. That's absolutely – intriguing.
Isn't it?
Wow. It's very much. Red. Okay, I don't want to say that. Frankly, I don't. We know what it. Okay, hi, Bob.
Wow.
But wow. If I only had a brain. If I only had a brain. Hey, Bobby. Hey, what's up? You know, you've used portraits, or so you have mentioned, in your work, haven't you?
You weren't reading that question, were you? I could totally tell that you were just thinking that up. You have worked with spirit artists before, have you not, Bobby?
Haven't you?
Yeah. Yes, I've done television shows where there was a spirit artist named Rita Berkowitz, and she's actually featured in, I can't remember exactly what book. It's either Psychic for, I don't think it's Psychic for Dummies, but I think it's the other one. Idiot's Guide to Being Psychic, something like that.
No, okay,
seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I read a lot of that book.
I'm sure you did.
Oh my God, is that your Bible, Bobby?
Before every session, somebody comes to look. Okay, hang on, let me look up that chapter, and then I'll read the chapter really quick, and then I do it. Yeah, so. But anyway, so she was, it was amazing. It was a lot like what Steve was saying, is that, you know, it's just, I just wish I had that ability to sometimes draw what I see. I'm very much an artist where, you know, I'm a professional singer and I'm an actor and I'm on stage and do, you know, TV and all that. But the one thing I've not been able to do is play an instrument or draw. And I think it would be so beneficial to do that. And again, much like what Steve was saying, yeah, Rita would draw these and then the people would bring pictures and it looks exactly like them. So it's just so amazing.
Yes, but Bobby, like I said, I began drawing out of pure desperation. But that's when the window was opening up for me. When I found out my work was supposed to be this, it wasn't like I planned this. But I found out through my drawing, I wasn't an artist, but like I said, they were incredibly intense. Later on, I did do my own. I still have yet to make them out in the market, but I still have all my drawings of each tarot card that I did from what I felt. Yeah. And I never would have done that in any sense of the word at all unless I had gone through some torment. and it connected with me. And that's why I think I read the way I do off the, you know, I go off, I read tarot, but I don't really, I go off of the whole thing. You know, Brenda, you might understand what I'm saying. You know, I tend to go off in a tangent, but it had to do with colors, you know, and the
pictures.
Feelings. Yeah, pictures and feelings.
They,
and I thought
they speak to you. The cards speak to you.
And the best way for me to learn anything was to put aside everything. So, Bobby, it's not about you not being an artist. It's about putting aside everything, even doodling. It's things like that. You'd be surprised. I mean,
yeah,
what is,
I've heard about that. You know, just kind of putting your hand down and just letting it, you know, draw out.
Really
weird. The lack of. I mean, I have an amazing imagination, But when it comes to forcing it or trying to create or, you know, something, I mean, it's easy if I got an image and then draw from that, but to try to draw, like, I remember it even being when I was younger, you know, I remember them saying, okay, draw, you know, whatever you want or something of your day, you know, it's like in third grade. And I remember having to copy from the kid next to me. He was drawing like a house and a store and this person. I drew his.
We got Bobby being a copier. We got dummies for psychics.
That's all they do.
Bobby, TMI.
But Bobby, what I'm saying is really, I understand that, but it wasn't like that. But I think you're blessed that you weren't going through some torment as much as I was. For me, it was a release, and I found that, my gosh, these drawings. Well, someone else saw them. They thought they were magnificent. I didn't. I mean, they're just coming from my sad heart.
Right.
Or my, you know, and so I know what you mean. It wasn't like if someone told me, no way I can't. If I had to think about it first, no way. In fact, I'm not an artist of any sort. But for me, it became my healing. And also somewhat later, someone saw them and wanted me to illustrate some books, you know, with my drawings. I thought, what? But they were showing some naked ladies coming up from the dead. But I mean, in a nice way, it was like painful. But
I would draw all the time.
You don't want to go through pain like that. But I'm saying, I don't know.
No, you're right. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, I know. So just start drawing eyes. Eyes are always a good choice.
Eyes
are what you see. Yeah, eyes. Okay. Eyeballs. Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Steve, there you are. Steve, what would you like? You have some insight and guidance that you could offer to people that are listening to us in the chat room and also that will listen to us over and over again on the archives. What can you offer to them who want to develop their psychic ability?
Well, it's a question that comes up a lot. People often ask, how do I develop my... Well, actually, people often say, well, do we all have psychic ability? And my answer to that question is yes. It's an innate ability. Mothers sense their children. Mothers often awake when their baby awakes and needs their assistance. And we are telepathically connected. We're telepathically wired, particularly when there's high emotion involved. And so it's an ability that we all have. The answer to your question, how do we develop that ability? My view is firstly giving spirit the green light and saying, you know, this is something that I want to do. I'm setting the intention that I will heighten my psychic ability. So for me, that's the first thing, setting that intention and then dedicating time to it. So I find actually the more I study, the more I learn, the more my abilities open up and diversify. So I'm a big believer.
Thanks, Steve. We kind of talked about this, but we'll elaborate. Can a spirit, well, no, we haven't really. Can a spirit, or have you ever experienced it coming through an energy portrait?
A spirit coming through an energy portrait?
Yeah.
Have I experienced it? Yes, I have.
Well, can
As a matter of fact, I got one. You know, and it was very, at the time that I received it, when my husband and I got married, there was a guy that I know, he's a psychic, and he gave us a spirit portrait, and it had a lot of his energy in it. And for a long time, I had it on my wall. But then when I found out that his partner had passed over, then it started to emanate a lot of really like sad and kind of different types of energy. So I had to actually take it down. It became disturbing. Yeah. I feel it had a life of its own, like the portrait of Dorian Gray, you know.
Yeah.
Don't you love that movie? Oh, God.
Yes,
I did a remake of it, too, and it was fabulous. But,
I know. I haven't seen the remake.
Oh,
yes,
the remake
I do.
Is just, I mean, the debauchery and everything. But, it became almost irritating. So just because of the way, and I don't know, because this was drawn when he was, you know, it was purely from his psychic energy that he drew it. But I really... thinking about it now, feel like he gave us that, but it was something he was going through at the time. And then when his partner died, there was an energy that changed around it. I seriously had to cover it up because it became disturbing.
No, that I can understand. disturbing. I know that disturbing. That isn't, well, you know, that makes sense. That makes sense to my mind anyway.
I believe that those portraits, the way that they're done, mm-hmm. like the portrait of Dorian Gray, they take on a life of their own. They really do. They keep, I believe they keep emanating energy.
I agree. I think it's almost like there's remnants left in, or imprints of some sort.
Well, you know how, exactly. You know how it is when you look at something like the Mona Lisa or something that Picasso did, and you keep seeing, every time you look at it, you see something else?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
I do.
There's probably a lot of that in that, and these spirit portraits as well. They're living, I believe.
Yeah, and it's not just in Disneyland. I know. It's not just Disneyland.
No,
I've had that happen with a couple of different ones with me, and then I went to a mental institution.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're back.
No, yeah, I got back to it. But anyway, I think that's a good. You know, maybe we should. I'll announce that call-in number. Would somebody type it in while I'm announcing? I'm going to announce it like an announcer. Are you ready? Ready? Here it goes. The call-in number to call in for pretty soon, we will be taking calls, is 724-444-4851.
That's very good.
Thank you. If I only had a brain. Do you think, Mr. Bobby, is it beneficial to anybody who are being read? Do you think? Do you think that it is beneficial for those who are being read? I don't understand what you meant by that. To have it, are you talking about energy portrait or what?
Sure.
This being in or anything like the energy portrait of whatever your definition of it would be.
Wow, I don't understand your question, but apparently it's coming from my question, and I don't even remember what I put.
No,
so.
I think what it means is that you need to start drawing, and it would be very beneficial. Well, I don't understand. You know, Bobby, I want you to think of this. If this thing, do you feel that what she was talking about? I mean, to me, I have my point of view or my view of my thoughts. Do you think what she was talking about would be beneficial in addition to anything that you might do? If somebody would have. Would you suggest or refer somebody to do that if there was some stuff that you were picking up on?
Absolutely. Maybe. You know, so doing what it is that I do, you know, my wife's father passed away a couple years ago. And I remember talking, I said my friend Rita Berkowitz, who does the spirit drawings, and I remember I was talking with Rita, and it was just about that time. I was either going to come on her show or I was going to go up and visit her. She's up in the New England states. And so I was just telling her that Jody's father had passed, and Rita had said, well, let me know if there's anything I could do, and if she wants, I would do a drawing for her. And there was something either just in what she said or my tuning in to what that experience would be like for her. And I had thought, you know, that's something that I couldn't do for Jody. You know what I mean? Number one, it would come from somebody other than me, which is always helpful, especially, you know, when it's difficult when you're doing family members or friends.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I don't read for family members or friends. And so it'd be different not, you know, coming from somebody else. But at the same time, the drawing part, there's just a bit more tangibility to that. And I think more of a, you know, when I describe the person, it's something, you know, when you say, oh, here's what he's wearing, here's his personality, that can really be beneficial. But to just see it, people love tangibility. They love to touch and see something with their own eyes. And I think it adds a certain flavor or spice to what it is that I do that I think can be very beneficial to people. Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, what you're bringing about because of my father's death and such, I think when I was asking her about that, I don't reach out to people asking them to help me if I've spoken to my dad. I just don't do that. I've had some very – in your – Bobby, you know, you mentioned – I told you about what I felt, what you said. And somebody else, you know, came up to me that I trust and said something that was – and I didn't ask for anything that was totally just right on about everything. And but her – tonight, I'm thinking about maybe contacting her just because it's a different type of medium that I don't know what she's talking about when she does, you know, portraits of people that have died. I think it would be kind of a nice, beautiful thing. Because, you know, it's to see the colors intangible. You're right. So,
and people love to do that anyway, don't they? I know that they like to go and see not only what their guides look like, they want to see what their auras look like around them. They want to see the colors around them. They want you to tell them. I mean, everybody, there sometimes can be this real need for people to know what it is we see about them. Like,
exactly.
Everybody tells me, all these psychics tell me I'm really wonderful, I'm really powerful, I really have this light. But what do you see? And to be able to actually see it, like the Carillion photography you guys
right.
mentioned before the show starts or whatever. I just think people, it's beneficial for people. They get to actually see, and it becomes more of an experience than just being told what
exactly.
you see around them. Yeah,
exactly. And plus, it's colors and beautiful. I mean, colors are great. I mean, I think. But thank you, Bobby, so much for that. So you know what? We have come to that part of the show. Yay. We will be taking your calls. We do have some calls right now waiting, but I would like to you can either call in or ask your question in the chat. However, we do have to take the call-ins first due to their wait time. So it always depends on what the situation is. So the call-in number again is 724-444-4851. And please be aware that each call will be answered in the order it was received or automatically placed on hold. Each person will be, and then we will answer in the order received. So you'll hear us talking, relax, listen to the show while you wait. And we do ask that you please be very clear and direct with your question. We can only take one question per person, and this will allow us, you know, to take all the calls, and it will help us be the best doll we can be for your questions. So there you have it. So the first call is for Steve from New York.
Who do we have calling from New York? Hello, New York.
Hi.
Hi, yes, what's your name?
I have a question. Well, obviously.
What's your name?
I'm teaching. Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Okay, good.
Good. What's your question, Anne?
I'm tutoring at a community college, and I'm tutoring. I'm getting my master's in teaching English as a second language, and I'm tutoring currently at a community college, and some of the classes I'm tutoring are reading comprehension classes, and I'm really bad at reading comprehension, actually. So how is this going to work out? I'm kind of nervous about, like, I feel like sometimes I come off like I really don't know what I'm talking about because I don't. So how's this going to work out for me?
Well, I mean, you've said yourself it's a challenge. What feedback have you had, Anne?
I'm sorry, what?
What feedback have you had, Anne?
None.
Okay. Well, you know, honestly, I know it sounds logical, but I feel as though the answer to your question is a logical answer rather than a psychic answer. And I feel strongly that you need to speak to your mentor, your tutor, and discuss your concerns and ask for feedback about this part of the program and make sure that you get that program, that feedback, and that you address it.
Okay.
Do you have somebody that you can ask for feedback?
Not really. I mean, I can't, I don't know. I don't feel secure about asking for feedback because if I don't know what I'm talking about, then how can I ask, well, am I doing a good job? Why not?
So you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel that you have the knowledge to teach the class?
Right.
Okay, well, if you feel uncomfortable, you really need to get somebody's advice. And if you've signed up for the program, I mean, there must be somebody that you can discuss the program with. Is there nobody you can consult about how the program's going for you?
Well, I can't really tell anyone that I'm having a hard time with this. And I don't know how else to approach people except pretend that I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, I feel really strongly, Anne, that you don't need to worry so much about being honest. It's one element of the program, and I really feel that it's going to really stress you out as it progresses if you don't address the situation. And you can't be the first person that's been on this program and found a certain part of it challenging, so don't beat yourself up for that. But it feels to me that you need to get the advice of somebody that's responsible for the program.
Okay.
I feel if you do that, Anne, you'll feel much, much better, and you'll be able to overcome the challenge. You just need a little bit of support with this element of the program. But if you ignore the issue, if you bury your head in the sand, then you're going to feel increasingly uncomfortable.
Well, what do I say to a supervisor?
Just be honest that you're finding a certain part of the program challenging, and you'd like their advice about how you can overcome that challenge, and confide in them and get their support. You know, when you sign up for a program, you're not expected to know everything. You're signing up to learn, and it's only normal that you would ask for support in some way.
Okay.
But I really feel strongly that you should ask for that support. It's not fair to you to struggle, and it's not fair to the students either for you to struggle with that part of the program. It's much better to get advice and overcome the challenge.
Well,
okay?
I mean, if I tell them that I'm struggling with it, then why did they hire me in the first place? Obviously, I'm not fit for the job.
Well, you're coming to that conclusion, Anne. But if you're struggling with part of it, and if you just continue to brush it under the carpet, you're going to continue to feel uncomfortable. And it seems only fair to you and fair to the students and to the organisation that you should ask for some support. There's nothing wrong with asking for some help sometimes when we need it. We all need help at times.
Okay.
If they're a good organisation, then they will support you.
Okay. Thanks
okay.
for your help.
Good luck to you, Anne.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve. That was great. And, you know, everybody, now's the time. This happens from time to time. Now's the time of time. That you would want to call in because it's the lines are open, and as I know sometimes, but we have one right now for Bobby, South Dakota.
South Dakota. Now, where is that located again?
Dakota.
Rapid City.
I know. I was trying to picture Bobby. That on the map. I was just being facetious like I normally do. Who's this?
This is Amber.
Amber. Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just kind of a little frustrated with life, like
always. Oh, goodness. Yeah, welcome to the club. It gets that way, doesn't it? Ugh.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So, well, that's cool. I got you.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of funny, isn't it?
I don't know.
How it lined up. That's cool.
I don't know. Do you remember me?
I don't write offhand just because I do this a lot sometimes. I'm sorry, but I might if we talk a little bit more.
Hey, I went to a couple of your galleries.
Okay.
You told me I was in one of your photo shoots, your advertisement or whatever.
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's hitting me. I think so. And your dad came through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the big public one, and then you had come to the last one when I was in Rapid, right? And then you and I had talked, and I actually tried to get a hold of you because you were asking me about Akashic Records, right?
Right.
Look at that. I have no memory whatsoever, but I remember that. And I actually was trying to get a hold of you because we had a show about Akashic Records that I thought you would find interesting,
yeah,
but I couldn't find you. Yeah, I know it. I'm sorry. But listen, so tell me why you're frustrated or what it is that I might be able to help you out with, and then we don't waste your minutes reminiscing when everybody else is waiting.
Oh, yes, and here we are online. I was wondering if my grandpa was still around. I don't feel him. I don't, you know. I've been just going through a lot, and I was wondering, you know, are things ever going to get better?
Well, like, yes.
Am I ever going to, like, meet the, the love of my life and...
Yeah, I know. It's one of those times for you, isn't it? It's one of those where nothing's getting going. It seems like, you know, I find that a lot this year, that a lot of people are starting to feel pressure, like we really need to get moving on. And it's not just that nothing's happening, but it's nothing's happening and we're in a hurry to try to make it happen. You know, there's just like this extra pressure for a lot of people that I'm finding. But do you remember, and you might have heard me say this before, but a lot of times when we're going through what we're going through and we don't sense our loved ones around, when we feel especially that we should, that sometimes it's not because they're not around, it's because you're just not tuned into them, right? You're more focused on the things it is that's happening in your life. It doesn't mean that they're not around you. I often see like footprints, the poem Footprints, that they show to me that really means – again, that you're not alone, even when you think that you might be. Your grandfather isn't the one that's helping you through all of this, though. In fact, your loved ones are all kind of around you, but this is for you, like everyone, one of those study subjects. You know, we're all in school, and this is one of those subjects that's difficult. Mine was math. This is yours. You know what I mean? It's a little more difficult to kind of get through this particular one for you. And it's not entirely your fault, because a lot of how you grew up and, you know, the type of energy that was around your house, in other words, low self-esteem, just not a lot of giving you credit for making your way in life. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's right. So it's been a bit more rough for you because of that. But I want you to think back. Now, when we did, remember when we filmed the gallery in Rapid a couple years back, right? When I first met you, you were sitting with Kobe, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I'm telling you, it's really amazing that I remember that, because I don't even remember yesterday. So, but back then, you were really in a good place right then. I know that it may not have felt like you were, but energetically, you were in a different place. And from what I'm looking at, it was a better place. And right. So it's just kind of escaped you a little bit just because of some of the outside things that you've had that have been going on these past couple of years. So things will get better, but you have to really change your energy right now. You have to grow spiritually. And I know that sometimes the question is, well, how do I do that? But all you've been paying attention to is just the spin of things that have been leaving you and moving out of your life and what you haven't been able to accomplish. And I think you've really been more focused on some of those types of things. It's almost like you kind of have – I'm kind of getting the feeling that all this chaos kind of going around, and then you've just kind of said, ugh, I give up. You know, like you're sitting down on the couch and not doing anything about it. Everything's just kind of running amok in your life, and you're not doing anything about it. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, cut it out, Amber. get off your ass. Come on. You got to be a part. You got to join us. You have to get back in this. I know you're tired. We all are. But you especially need to get back up. It's time now. There's nothing wrong with playing the pity party card, right? There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing with being tired and taking a rest. But you've done that now. And it's time to get back in the game. And it's not a matter of trying to figure out what you want and then get back into the game. It's a matter of getting back into the game. And then once that forward movement starts, it's easier to release. Just a lot more things will be moving forward. Do you see what I mean? So once you start getting up and getting involved again, just get, as you're going to work or something, you got to make your work better. You got to make getting up in the morning better. Just little things. Start where you're at. And then when you start with that, then you start attracting thoughts, feelings, images of where you should head next. Do you see what I mean? And if you can get to that in about the next month or so, maybe 2 months, but if you can do all of that, that's when you'll start to notice a big change. Okay? But you have to get back in the game. You got to get back in. And you know what I mean by that, right? Can you feel how you, it's just we all get a lot of apathy, like I don't want to try, I don't want to do this anymore, what's the use? You know, we get into that and that's where you're at. But you got to pull your big girl pants up now and you got to get back in the game and get plugged back in. Do you see what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay. Okay, you're welcome. Now listen, I'm coming back at the end of April and
come. Are you?
What's that?
I said yes.
Yes. So come and get plugged in and then I can slap you around in person. Okay, instead of just over
okay,
there.
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, sweetheart. Listen, take care and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Bobby.
Okay, bye.
No, Bobby, did you read that on Psychic for Dummies? You could slap them around.
Well, you know, it's funny because sometimes you really, you know, there's a lot of people that you have to coddle, don't you? Really, sometimes you really have to just hold them a little bit, you know, spiritually.
Know.
And then there's other people, and that you just sometimes you have to go, that's enough now. Isn't it? You know, that spirit always knows and they always give me the feeling of how to talk to somebody and the type of voice to use. And it's kind of funny. Amber takes it well. Yeah, she took it. You know, she knows what it is.
They need a good kick. And I know I have. Sometimes. You're absolutely right. And I know I would be that type of caller if it was me. But I'm not me.
I know. I've been there.
I'm a parallel universe person. No, I'm just kidding. We have another call. I believe I'm correct on that. From Pennsylvania, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, for Brenda.
Hi, Pennsylvania.
Maybe I'm
Hi,
wrong.
Hi, Brenda.
Yes, there we go. Sorry, not wrong.
Hey, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Brenda. It's Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. What's up, honey?
Not much. I just wanted to touch base. First of all, I just want to thank you guys. I mean, you guys have helped me immensely, you and Maureen and everybody, and your accuracy is amazing. So there's a plug.
All right. Thank you.
But I just want, you know, I was really, you know, I guess I'm in what everybody kind of had said, you know, the mode. And I don't know. I'm feeling a little bit discouraged today. I guess, you know, going into the weekend, I haven't had any contact from the guy that I'm seeing. You know, it's been so yesterday and today, there hasn't been any real contact, you know, and I don't know. I'm losing confidence, I guess. So I guess I wanted to see what you felt, if, you know, about this weekend coming up, you know, being kid free and having opportunity and, is the wishy-washy starting again? Or, you know, I just don't know what's going on because I thought things were going really well. And
well,
I mean,
it's
I
interesting.
I think they're still going,
you know,
well, and this is just a process. But I just wanted to, you know, I just need confidence,
okay.
I guess.
Well, let's take a peek here. You know, I don't believe he's in retreat mode. I just feel that he's doing, you know, the intimacy of the other night and where it really was. That pretty much shocked him. I'm getting a little bit of resistance from him that maybe he's, what am I doing? And, you know, he's trying to scramble around. But I have to look, well, I have to tell you, honestly, the vision that I have of him is I don't see him doing anything except just kind of puttering around this weekend on his own.
Okay, so like the activity that has increased, if you know it, like the internet activity that has increased,
yeah.
Doesn't really mean there's any...
But
you know
I don't
I mean,
feel
right?
there's any results from that. It looks like it feels frantic. It feels almost desperate. Like, okay, maybe he's trying to prove something to himself. Like, what's that all about? Do you
like,
know
come
what I mean?
On, somebody. Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's becoming pretty transparent through this whole process. And, you know, when you step away at these certain times, you can see it. And I know
now
that...
what do you mean by transparent? Like, you can read him, you mean? Or,
you can read
or
him. You can read... You're getting to the point where you can pretty much read what he's going to do next. Do you see what I mean? And, you know, being in the relationship with him is like fishing with a slippery fish. You know that.
Exactly.
And so, he you know, he is slippery, but it's not that he's not going to wiggle back. Because, you know, I'm getting 2 days. I'm getting 2 days in which...
Okay, so there's still hope. I mean, because the weekend, you know, I felt really good about this weekend, but, you know, not hearing for 2 days. I'm like, well, gee, you know, if this is last minute, then come on,
but
buddy.
But he's Mr. Last Minute anyhow.
What?
He has been Mr. Last Minute, and I still see a powerful attraction.
I know, and that's the thing. I know he's been Last Minute, but this is different because, at least I think it is. I don't know.
But he doesn't think it is. That's the thing. Your perception and his perception
so
a little bit different.
Okay, because I'm thinking, well, all right.
Yeah, because, you know, he's viewing it one way, but there's still a powerful attraction between the two of you. That's what he's thinking about that right now.
Okay, so you don't feel anything's really changed. There's no regression. There's no...
I just feel he's being who he
is.
He's wiggling because he's afraid. And I'm also, I'm seeing enormous things around him right now revolving around finances. I don't know if he's ever told you what's going on, but I do see a financial pinch around him.
Okay. He's made mention, like when we've talked about that plan, you know, the plan to that was brought up. Like, I don't know if it's the right time financially to do that, but yeah, so.
So it could be that he's, you know, that some of the stuff he's trying to hide, that it comes up a lot lately. there's some communication from his ex also that's into play with this as well. Do they have a good relationship? Because I know we've never talked about that.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, I don't think it's as bad because it's been so long, but I don't think it's very amicable. I mean, I think there's a lot of leftover stuff from the past.
Well,
no, I don't think.
To be with this man, you need the patience of a saint, okay? So.
Yeah, and I know, and I think I'm really, I mean, I'm starting to feel like I'm probably the most patient person he's ever going to meet in his entire life.
Probably,
but
absolutely,
but
it's about you two being yourself, and I'm seeing that that's what keeps him coming back, and I'm getting 2 days. You'll hear from him in 2 days. I feel by Sunday there's going to be an emergence, and he's, you know, if you have the urge over the weekend, I mean, you are friends with him too, you know, if you have the urge, you want to say hi, you text him. I don't feel it's going to be, it doesn't feel awkward, let's put it that way. And it doesn't
feel
intrusive.
Do you feel it's like in person? Like, do you think I'm going to see him in 2 days? Or do you think it's more than
No.
Like...
I feel there's going to be communication before you see him. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I see.
Okay.
Communication.
Okay.
What is the outcome here? You know, you may be surprised by next week and what happens next week. It may be
in
a week
of
openings.
What'd you say?
It may be a week of openings when some doors open next week because I do see some openings there.
Not like I'm going to be, okay, with you, you mean.
With the situations, realizations.
With the
I'm sorry, we have interference. You keep fading in and out. What did you say, honey?
I know. Did you say with the situation there's going to be opening doors?
Openings, yes, some openings.
Yeah, okay. And a chance of possibly seeing each other, you think?
I feel so, yes. Is it kid week next week?
What did you say? Kid free, yes. Kid free starting tomorrow, actually. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I believe you'll see him next week. I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly not over the weekend, though. You think that the weekend is more just a
The weekend
by yourself
looks
weekend?
Like it's, you know, he's got some issues he's got to take care of.
Not
I feel that it's not in
plan.
His brain now to be like, you know, being Mr. like entertaining those other types of things that he's been, you know, with his activity and stuff. It's not working out for him. And I'm also seeing financial stuff.
Okay. You're not seeing any further activity this weekend, just more him doing his thing.
The man's got to do his laundry, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm sorry if you hear the little one in the background. She, of course, found me hiding, so. I don't know if you can hear it, but thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, honey. Nice to hear from you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Cheryl. Well done, Brenda. And we have a caller for me from no location, but so we can make a lovely location. How about the best location in the world? Hi, caller from the best location in the world. This is Maureen.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. This is Maureen. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Gareth.
I'm sorry. Derek?
Gareth.
Daris. Cool name.
Yes.
Okay. And you're new here, and thanks, and welcome for the first time to our show, and it's great. And you can also listen to this on archives or reading later if you'd like.
Yeah,
you know.
I will do.
Okay. And what can I help you focus on for you?
Okay. So I actually spoke to one of the advisors there the other day. I was just asking about an ex-relationship that I didn't sort of feel it completed, I guess. She broke up with me. And the psychic sort of confirmed that she'd sort of be back in my life. But I never got around to asking what I needed to do to sort of help this happen, or if there was anything that I could do to help this happen.
Okay. What's her name?
Her name's Sandra.
Sandra, okay. Okay, here it go. So you're asking me to see what you might be able to do, or, you know, step back or whatever to help this, you know, move along. Okay, this is what I'm getting.
Okay.
I do see actually activity where there was inactivity. I see activity now. There is a moving forward. There's a moving forward. It's out of limbo land. I do feel that that's very positive. It's not stagnating. There's some movement going on. And also, I see a child around the situation. Is there a child around this situation?
No, there's not.
Okay. Would you like? Okay, I do. This is a positive thing, but it's like a child. But I do feel that there's a sense of justice, and it's going to be fair. And I think that there, whatever was going on prior to this would what's the word I'm looking for? It just feels like prior to what's going on, it's gonna move in the next 4 weeks. I think kind of fast. Within 4 weeks, when I say within 4 weeks, it could be from now to the 4 week period of time. I feel you're finally gonna get justice with this relationship. I do see it's kind of hard to connect for some reason, like combine and fuse together, or see each other for whatever reason. I'm not clear on that, but it doesn't mean that this is not moving forward. I do get like around April. April 21st. I don't know where that comes from, but I just throw that out there and it came out. I do see a brand new beginning, changes, a new start, in this relationship. It's like starting completely fresh and very, very positive. It's very difficult to do this. A lot of times people can't, but I do get that you two will be able to do this. It's really starting fresh. And I see you two thriving. And I feel there's been a lot of stuff that's gone on individually, painfully, by your individual selves. Also, there's anything from the past, I feel that it'll be okay. You'll be able to get past, everything's been resolved and move, and you'll be able to, just like you first met each other, to begin again. Not again, just a brand new beginning. There's nothing more I see that you can do for this. I think whatever's happening is happening as it is. Whatever's going on, but it's really close. This is getting closer and closer to where it's really at hand, really close to you. What I suggest is just do what you're doing, and you know, I encourage you not to give up on and seeing this as a negative, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Is there's like I said, there's so much I'm getting that because a short period of time, if I gave it all to you, it'd take me forever. But this is a good positive. I see a very good positive situation going along here. Absolutely.
Okay, that's good news.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so I hope I helped you. And we have a few more callers. I need to move on. But yes, this is good. And yeah, and it's fair for you too. This will be the time will be fair. It's about kind of harmony. I see harmony is coming back around. That's good.
Okay, that's great. So really, I've just got to sit and be patient and just let things unfold.
Yes, and just be keep your perspective open to the fact it's not. I see moving forward rather than not. Let's put it this way, and I do feel it's moving forward, and I do get that you two will thrive. I see this. You two will thrive when all the odds might be against you. You'll thrive together.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, really thank you for calling, and thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks so much.
Cheers. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Maureen.
Bye. Okay. I guess it's from Australia. Okay, the next caller we have is from New York. For Steve.
Thank you, Maureen. Good evening, New York. Who's calling?
Hey, Steve. What's going on, man?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm standing outside in 60-degree weather in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt looking at the beautiful stars, getting ready for, what is it, the Sun and Aries starts tonight.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, good for you. Well, how can we help, Tommy? Tommy, I called you Bobby again.
You just called me Bobby again.
Again.
You totally did. I'm getting a little tired of it.
Hey, you be quiet.
That was for me, Tommy. Yeah, sorry,
I know you say the girl's coming back. If she's coming back, she's coming back. But I'm sick of being lonely. What's going on? What's going on with anybody? I don't even care anymore.
Oh, you want to know about the girl that you're interested in?
That one or somebody else coming into my life, whatever. I'm sick of being lonely, Steve.
Okay, well, let's see. I feel that her circumstances have changed, but I don't feel that her behavior has changed.
For the worse.
So I don't feel that she's behaving differently towards you. And
she's what?
I don't feel that she's behaving differently towards you, Tommy.
No.
I feel that her circumstances have changed. Something in her situation has changed. But I don't feel that she's changing her behavior towards you. I still feel that she's being the same as she was before. And I don't feel that right now is a good time for you to get involved, because I don't feel that she's in a state of mind to really make a relationship work and to make you happy in a relationship. I do feel affection between the two of you, and I do feel that there's a possibility that you'll be together, but I don't feel inclined, based upon what my guides show me, to encourage you to stay completely focused on her or on that relationship as an outcome. I really feel that you need to live your life, enjoy, work on yourself, and let that situation unfold, but allow her to become more conscious of her behavior and what she wants, and be sure that you see a change in her behavior, more consistency from her, more respect even, before you would get involved. I do, when I'm looking at the cards, actually, I don't normally use the cards, but I'm looking at the tarot cards, and I've got the Queen of Cups as an outcome. So I'm not in any doubt that you will meet somebody. I've got the Sun card as well in this spread as part of the outcome. So I know that things will work out well for you, and I know that you'll meet someone great. I just can't say to you right now that it's her, because I feel that she needs to work on herself. And I don't feel that she's displayed the right behaviors or attitude to deserve to be in a relationship with you right now anyway, even if she was saying she wanted to be. So you've got to focus on yourself, and you've got more work to do, Tommy, because you know as well as I do that when we feel lonely, when we feel low, then our energy is lower and we're not resonating a high frequency, a high vibration that can bring into our lives the things that we really want to magnetize. So you've got more work to do.
All right. Do you see somebody coming in soon, though? If is there any time frame for somebody, anybody?
I'm drawn to the summer, to be honest. Intuitively, I'm drawn to the months of July and August. But again, and it's really interesting, Tommy, because I've had to give this a lot of thought, because clients ask a lot about time frames. And I've learned through my own experience that I can speed up my manifestations or I can slow them down. I know from my experience and my learning about the law of attraction and how the universe operates, I know that my energy affects the timeline. So if I'm wanting to manifest something, then I've got to be upbeat about it, and I've got to work on myself and love myself and nurture myself and not live in fear that something won't happen, but live in a state of joy, a state of wholeness, because that's when our energy is high and we can manifest sooner. But the other thing is, you can't be overly attached to the outcome that you desire, because if you make it the be all and end all, then you're in effect telling the universe that you don't feel worthy yourself, that you don't feel whole, that you feel something is missing within you, something that needs to be completed. So you've really got to get to the stage where you love yourself. We had a great call last week, and we were saying to the lady that called, you know, if I want to find a great relationship, then I've got to love myself as much as I would, or as much or more as I would want someone else to love me. Because if I don't, then I'm resonating low self-esteem, and somebody's going to come and reinforce my low self-esteem. You're a wonderful guy, Tommy. You've got to, we see it. One of my friends said to me today, if you could realize how much everybody loves you, then you'd be just fine. If you could see what everyone else sees, you'd be just fine. But we beat ourselves up because of our insecurities and our bad experiences. But you've got more work to do, because you don't want to manifest these kind of complexities again.
Okay.
You want somebody that's gonna welcome you into their life and recognize how wonderful you are, and want to make a home with you, and want to have a family with you. And anything
that's less is
not enough. But you have to believe it. You have to resonate that right throughout your beingness, Tommy. And that's okay. When it'll happen. I'm drawn to the summer.
That's lovely, Steve. And Tommy, yes, I agree.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tommy. You're
Thanks,
a good
Tommy.
Guy.
We love you, Tommy.
Yes, we do. We do. Okay. Thanks, Steve. That was a good reading. Tommy, I'm sure, listened to that. And that brings us to a wonderful, yet another wonderful show. And thanks, Steve. That was lovely. Thank you, Doug, who works behind the scenes and keeps us all on track. We try as our executive producer. And thank you to my co-host for joining me tonight. Next week's show will be anchored by Brenda. What do you have planned for next week?
Next week is Psychic Skills for Everyday Living with Victoria Gross. It should be very interesting.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, I say my goodbyes. You guys, what's your
bye.
Bye.
So long. Farewell. Steve?
Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, and look forward to Brenda's show next week.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic Access, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.